It's the third time Wisconsin has tallied more than 100 deaths in a daily reporting period. All have come in the last month. The total number of deaths in the state has now surpassed 4,500, said Department of Health Services Secretary-designee Andrea Palm.
As always, our thoughts are with the families and friends who have lost loved ones, especially as you feel this grief during the holiday season.
Also on Tuesday, the state announced a free at-home testing option. The state contracted with Vault Medical Services to offer an at-home saliva testing kit, which is shipped and returned through the mail. Governor Tony Evers said he's proud of the expansion of in-person testing options, but the state can do more.
But even all this work isn't enough when we know that getting a health care provider or a community testing, getting to a health care provider or a community testing site is easier for some folks than others. That's why we're excited to offer this additional testing option that will help us box in the virus.
If you'd like to order a collection kit, we have a link to the state request system on WXPR.org. Evers also pleaded with people to celebrate the holidays with only people in their own home.
One positive test at the dinner table can turn into 10, so please don't risk it. Celebrate small this year, and let's hope for bigger and brighter celebrations in the new year when we can all do it so safely.
More than 460,000 people in Wisconsin have been infected since the start of the pandemic. Ben Meyer, WXPR News.